Welcome mga dudes at mga dudettes. Eh, eto na naman si Kevin, live dito sa Justice Open Studios sa dating covered court para sa isa na namang episode ng Elitistang Weibo Podcast. Kamusta tayo? I hope everyone is doing good. Ako, eto, nag-recording ulit after a week ng skipping a recording kasi yun nga, nagka-trangkaso ako with tonsillitis. So kahit gustuhin kong mag-record last week, my voice could not make it. So ito, bumabawi ako ngayon sa inyo. And I really hope na ma-enjoy nyo tong, itong discussions natin. Kasi it's like something na big thing with the weeb culture anime stuff habang lumalaki tayo. So before we go with that discussion, pakilala ko muna yung guest natin. Basically, he's a friend of the show na. We have Kage from Kage Space. Say hello, Kage.
Musta? Long time no here, basically. And yes, nice to be back after basically parang 1 month ng very inconsistent uploads because life is bullshit. Pero yeah, nice to be back here. And yeah, welcome sa mga audiences ni Kevin.
Yan. Thank you, Kage. So, before we get into the meats and potatoes ng episode na to, let's get into some hype hype and hype news for the past few days. So, kaka-commercial lang kanina sa GMA7 that Ultraman Z, my favorite modern Ultraman, is gonna be showing there in Tagalog. So, July 24, like 9 in the morning ipapalabas yung Ultraman Z. Weekend siya, Sabado ng 7 then Sunday ng 9. So if you have time, yun, you can catch up Ultraman Z. Ang opening niya is actually made by Masaki Endo, so that's something na gusto mong marinig sa umaga para ma-pump up ka. So yeah, that's something na ano, na yun, pwede mong abangan sa umaga sa GMA7, and which is really nice na kahit ano, kahit pa paano, nagpapalabas pa rin ng tokusatsu sa local TV. So, with Ultraman. And yun, buti naman, Subaru is allowing their properties to be shown on local television. And also, hindi na tayo lalayo kay Ultraman. Episode 2 ng Ultraman Decker has been out yesterday. So, simulcast pa rin siya sa Tsubaraya YouTube channel. And yun, Ultraman Decker is awesome. Really good 2 episodes. Nahook agad ako dun sa story niya. Hindi tulad nung Trigger na medyo slog. Parang kalagitnaan na ng series na nahook ako sa Ultraman Trigger. Maybe because hindi ko feel yung character ni Kengo as the main protagonist. But Decker is a good series. If you want to watch another Ultraman or good Ultraman series, yun, Ultraman Decker is currently ongoing. Also, yun, nagbabalik yung isa nating paboritong manga sa Shonen Jump app. It's Chainsaw Man Part 2. So, it's the high school arc. And, yun, naglabas sila ng panibagong girl na isisimp natin. I forgot the name of the girl, but, ayun. She made a deal with the War Devil. Tapos, ginawa niyang sword yung spine ng professor niya. So, if that's not awesome, I don't know what is. So, yun, may bago na tayong isimp like Makima. But, of course, I'm still a Makima simp. So, yun. But, yeah, Chainsaw Man Part 2. Starting every Tuesday na yata siya, will be uploaded to the Shonen Jump app and Manga Plus. And also, kakabalita lang din, One Piece and Detective Conan will have a collaboration. Gosho Aoyama and Eiichiro Oda will have an interview. Part 1 will be printed sa Shonen Jump and Part 2 will be printed on Shonen Sunday Magazine. So that's something na to look forward na ma-translate ng mga fans soon. So tingin mo, anong pwedeng pag-usapan ni Oda tsaka ni Gosho Aoyama, no?
Realistically speaking, parang wala, I don't want to think about this kasi realistically, teka lang eh. Alam mo yung napaka-down to earth ng Detective Conan? Or okay sana if they're gonna make like a dedicated series na sila yung magka-collaborate and shit. But considering na napaka far from left field yung mga existing universes na na-establish nila, I am just gonna be not expecting anything, but gusto ko may gusto ko lang makita yung finished product and see how it goes. Like, I don't know if it's just gonna be a one-shot thing or I mean, we've seen it time and time again. May mga minsan may mga random ideas bigla na nagiging series. For example, for fuck's sake, tangin na, tori ko nga, parang napaka out of left field, pero isa sa mga matagal na series.
True. Yun, maybe I would love to, yun lang, makita lang siguro na, or mabasa, how would a conversation between a detective mangaka and a pirate mangaka would go. So that's something to look forward to. And last but not the least, with the hype na balita that we have, Darna just released its trailer and next month na siya ipapalabas. So Voltes 5 Legacy, anong ginagawa nyo? But 2023 pa kayo magpapalabas? Parang like, wala pang pandemic. Tinitis nyo na yung Voltes 5, naunahan na kayo ng Darna. In which, excited ako because Iza Calzado will be parang yung dating Darna, tapos ibibigay niya kay Jane De Leon yung bato. So, that's something to look forward to because, you know, that's Iza Calzado. Childhood crush ko yan.
Passing the torch na yung parang perspective na gagawin niya, no?
True, which is really good. Tapos, nakita ko yung iba sa mga effects. It's really good. Parang, para na siyang ano, para na siyang Japanese tokusatsu when it comes to effects. So, I really hope na it would be on Voltes 5 will be on par or will be much better kasi sobrang tagal nilang ginawa yung Voltes 5. So, that's something na ano. And one last thing para lang may hayop tayo itong week na to. Yung Resident Evil on Netflix, what the hell? Ba't nandun si Blade? Why Blade is there? Ano? Well, hindi ko maintindihan kung ano yung problema nung mga creatives on why but hindi na lang nila i-adapt yung games or i-adapt kung ano yung story na nasa games. Why is there a need to change everything? The game, the lore is already there.
Actually, dati pa yung problema yun is like perfect example kasi dyan, are you familiar with the whole Street Fighter movie bullshit?
Ah, yeah. The you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. So, basically, parang ganito lang naman yan eh. Street Fighter is a really hot IP back in the day, basically. So, nangyari is that a lot of Westerners oftentimes don't know the source material. So, nangyari is that they just throw random bullshit scripts or whatever. Tapos, all of a sudden, may isang nagbigay sa mga Hapon bago sila bumalik sa Japan. Binigay na lang for merchandising ideas and additional income kasi babayaran yung license nila for the IP eh. So, parang doon yung nangyari. It's cringe and shit, especially backlacking, but it's one of those instances na, okay, it's really good cringe if you get what I'm trying to say. Parang ganun yung end result thing. Ngayon, dito sa Resident Evil, I haven't really watched it yet. I don't really care about yung racial profile or whatever, kaso if you like ruin a pre-established universe para lang wahan sa mong spin-off. Like, make sure it just goes well or at least you're gonna go for something serious or something na kahit paano that delivers basically dun sa source material eh. Based on what I've seen, I don't know, parang yung parang may protagonist like babae, anak ni Wesker na babae, something, parang i-wipe out nila yung mga pre-existing zombies or whatever, but that's just a, I don't know, baka panoorin ko sometime next week prior to my work para may full thoughts and opinions ako. But for now, anything that Westerners have touched on any game IPs, halos wala na nagdan ng justice. Probably Street Fighter, but that's just a weird adaptation. And I just like it for being weird. Yun na lang yun. Yo, Kevin, you're still here. Nawala ka ba or something?
Sorry. There is just someone nagtatanong. So yun nga, yun really, yeah, Resident Evil is yun, it's just really just a problem with adaptations. Alam ko creatives must give their own spins with their adaptations or what we do creatively, pero minsan talaga lumalayo sila from what the narrative is or what the lore is or what makes the source material special to begin with. Dahil lang gusto natin na or gusto nila na they'll have their own signatures on it. But enough of that. Thank you for giving your thoughts. Pero yun, that's basically our hype and hype for this installment in this episode. So let's get into the meats and potatoes ng episode na to. So konting backstory, I'm actually planning to do a Yu-Gi-Oh episode at least last week pa before ako nagkasakit, and I already have like a guest, I talked to guests or potential guests. However, yun, naging ano nga sila, naging busy sila with lives and stuff. So, yun, nag-cram ako on what will be the topic for this episode. And, yun, since Totally Not Mark actually made a video about it, so why not expand on it and talk about it? So, yun, basically, I titled this episode Death by Potato Chips based on the meme on the anime adaptation of this series. So, we'll be talking about the edgiest anime of the early 2000s, Death Note. So, Kage, let's start with you. How did you discover Death Note? Ano yung naging simula mo dito?
Okay, so if you are like someone who grew up early in the 2000s, internet wasn't really a thing or hindi gano'ng accessible sa tatang tao. Like, if meron kang 3 to 5 Mbps na internet talaga, hindi yung ISP Blast Bonanza bullshit. Yeah, you're pretty much like, well, the cool guys or these people who have access to the internet with forums and stuff or whatever. Sadly, I didn't go that route because di naman kami mayaman for the most part. So, yung kapitbahay ko, basically pinsan ko rin yun. May computer shop sila sa Laguna, basically. And from time to time, he actually... this is something that you guys shouldn't do nowadays, by the way. But basically, nag-download na siya ng mga episodes online. Pretty much burned them into VCDs. And okay. That's how I came to know of Death Note. Doon ko lang siya nalaman. Namirata yung pinsan ko. He gave me like VCDs. And pinayaran niya sa akin yung mga copies niya. Along with his really entertaining... animation, to say the least. La Blue Girl. But anyways, tawag dito. Yeah, that's how I came to know of it. And Death Note has left a lasting impression on me. Maliban sa kwento, because there's an incident that happened sa akin with regards to it. Not sure if you want to talk about it now or baka sometime na lang or later in the podcast. But yeah, let's just leave it at that na muna.
Sure. So, yeah, we are on the origins pa lang naman. But for me, ang origins ko with Death Note is like 2008. Pinadala ako ng parents ko sa Marawi for school. Doon ako nag-college for like a semester. So, like sa Mindanao State University to, sa Marawi City. Mm-hmm. So, there are several computer shops there or mga internet cafes. Pero hindi naman kasi ganun kalakas yung internet nila. So, they have this server na nilalagyan nila ng mga shows like American shows, animes, tapos ina-access lang nung patrons or ng mga nagre-rent yung server na yon para manood ng movies and anime. So doon ko unang nakilala ang Death Note along with history's strongest disciple Kenichi and Gurren Lagann. And doon ko rin napanood ng One Piece from doon ko natapos yung trailer bark sa shop na yon sa Mindanao. So, yun, basically doon nabuksan yung ano ko, yung horizons ko onto series, onto other series, kasi yun nga, masipag yung bantay ng shop on downloading the shows, parang pinagpupuyatan niya yun gabi-gabi para ilagay lang doon sa server para ma-access tong mga patrons.
Unlimited,
so that's how true. Yeah, so unlimited access yon, tapos sobrang mura pa ng overnight nila. They have like 80 pesos for like from 8 p.m. to 5 from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. So if you have, yeah, so kung gumagawa ka ng thesis or gumagawa ka ng assignments or nagka-cram ka for reviewing, it's really perfect. Tapos pag may extra kang oras, manunod ka ng Death Note. So yun, that's how I started or that's how I begin with Death Note. So you watch Death Note. So, what are your initial thoughts of it? Or kung ano yung pinaka naisip mo doon? Is it like, does it blow your mind? Does it change your perspective a bit about the world or how you view the world? So, what's your ano, what's your initial thoughts or initial impressions with it?
So basically, this is like my viewpoints from late grade 5 to grade 6 POV. Ala lang, I find the animation pretty good. Yung art style, hindi kasi, how do I describe the art style? Ang ganda nung pag-animate, like, really heavy tones ng dark. Yung dark heavy tones. Yung kulay yung pinagsasabi ko, hindi yung narrative so far. Good use of lines. Sometimes medyo exaggerated yung certain scenes, like, sorry for ano mo to, pero kailangan niya pasaysayin ng konti ito eh, kasi biningap mo na eh. Pero basically yung potato chip scene, hindi kasi alam mo yung how to visual, teka lang, para sa mga audio listeners basically, visualize this basically, may listahan ka ng mga tao na mga guys sa TV or recent convicts, tapos you got bored, tapos you wanted to write a name kasi nakita mong gumana. So, parang nangyari is that naging skewed yung pananaw mo on certain aspects. Naging skewed yung pananaw mo sa buhay because morality and shit. So, wala. Nagbukas ka ng local doon na sabihin ko kasi hindi ko na maalala kung anong brand yung ginamit dun sa video. Sabi natin, nagbukas ka ng parang ano, piatos or whatever. Narinig mo yung pag-rape. Pagkuha ng isang chip, kagat. Tapos with matching posing pa, yaba nagsusulat eh. Unang kagat, tapos nag-stretch out yung braso mo, tapos ay may function din kasi yung ano, yung sound, yung audio na ginagamit through the whole sequence. Parang lang, yung pang, ay di, tapos yun na. Parang you're hearing like an opera habang sa background. It's like getting intense, ang nag-build up music. You're hearing the accompaniment na singers on the background, and it's like it's getting intense. It's really stupid and flashy at the same time, and I'm like, okay, this is pretty interesting. Tapos ayun, tapos lang set it down na, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's why the whole scene has been meme to High Oblivion. Kasi ganun siya, ano, it's really intense for no reason. Pero yeah, that's pretty much it. Really, yung ano ko dun. Pero iba na yung usapan. Once it gets later into the series, later on, parang iba na usapan as the anime proceeds, pero mamaya na natin pag-usapan yun. Oh, ikaw, ano yung thoughts mo muna when you watch it for the first time?
First time ko siya napanood. Actually, nakinood lang ako nun. Like, tumambay ako dun sa shop kasi tapos na yung classes ko. So, there's someone watching Death Note. Tapos yung episode na naabutan ko was yung confrontation, episode 2. As in, so Light is already like writing names for quite some time na. Tapos then there's someone talking on TV, Lynn L. Taylor, na you're doing things wrong. You're just a murderer. Parang nag ano si Light doon na parang na-tick off siya doon. So, parang but mo sinasabing mali yung ginagawa ko. Parang nililinis ko yung mundo. Parang ganun yung ano niya. So naririnig ko to in like Japanese. So parang doon ko unang na-appreciate yung ano, yung Japanese voice acting. Kasi how intense Light is with his conviction na what he's doing is the right thing. Tapos there's someone like nonchalantly saying na what you're doing is wrong. So yun, parang doon mo una nakita yung how immature or how childlike Light is. Tapos yun, sinulat niya yung name ni Lynn Taylor all caps sa isang buong page just to show how intense or how angry is. Then the twist, hindi si L yung kausap niya but a dummy. Tapos yun, tapos yeah, tapos parang di ako makapaniwala, nagawa mo yun, wala ano. Tapos sinabi sa kanya yung buong plano niya. Tapos parang natutuwa ako sa'yo kasi hindi mo ako napatay nung time na to, kasi diba parang hinaman pa siya ako, ngayon patayin mo ako. Tapos ay, okay. So, may limits pala yung kaya mong gawin. So, may bibigyan akong bonus sa'yo. Alam ko kung nasaan ka. But, what? So, talagang mind-blown ako dun sa buong scene na yon. Nung napanood ko siya. I'm like 17, 16 years old nung ano na yon. So, sobrang ano yon. Sobrang intense with the music. Tapos yung sabay pa silang nag-monologue na, ano, they're both declaring themselves as justice. So, sinong hindi mauhook dun? So, So, nung nagkaroon na ako ng pera, when I got my allowance, parang minaraton ko yung Death Note. From that day forward, minaraton ko ang Death Note after seeing episode 2. So, that's with the morality and shit, or with the morality of Death Note, parang yun nga, that adaptation shows parang Light being a hero fallen from grace. Kasi he believes na what he is doing is right, na lahat ng ginawa niya, no matter how awful it is, especially nung part 2, gaano man ka-awful yung ginawa niya, he's doing the right thing and he's convicted with it. So, that's, parang yun yung naging ano ko, that's how I showed Death Note as a narrative back then, na Light is a hero, na gusto lamang ayusin yung mundo, di ba, he's an idealistic young man, na gustong linisin ang mundo, and he got something that could help him to reach that utopia na gusto niyang mangyari. But yun, his ego got the best of him, so he takes his god na what he's doing is right, something like that. So para paulit-ulit lang ako, but that's how I viewed that note back then, na Light is somewhat of a fallen hero, na yun, somewhat of a fallen hero. So with Death Note kasi, 'di ba, the first 25 episodes, yung part 1, which is basically Light versus L, then part 2, which is yun, after L's death, spoilers, and pumalit si Near at si Mello, nag-shift ba yung liking mo of the series nung nag-transition from the first part to the second part, or it's all the same with you, or bumaba yung interest mo with the series nung pinakilala na sila Near at Mello?
Basically, medyo nag-die down na ng konti yung interest ko sa series, and yung pacing kasi ng anime is like, medyo nababagalan ako compared to what it was in sa first half, in a way. Like, mm-hmm. Medyo, like, intense yung, intellectual battles ni Light sa ni L, basically. Yung sobrang intense ng back and forth nila, tapos they're just trying to one-up and trying to beat one another to let go and whatnot. Parang, napaka-intense nung ano na yun, pero masyadong drawn out yung feeling sometimes nung latter half of the series. I'm not sure if like sentiment ko lang yun, or like other people feel the same way. If you guys feel the same, sabihin nyo na lang or whatever. Pero yun nga, parang sobrang nabagalan ako to the point na parang gusto kong i-drop yung series, pero sabi ko, nandito na ako, might as well finish it. Okay din naman, pero the way it ended and how the second half progressed, parang they should have just edited it with L, tapos pakita na lang just Light fell from grace, so basically yung self-destruction niya, in a way. I mean, it was touched upon naman, pero I don't know, some elements should be left without or whatever, or power driven personal lang, parang ganun.
I see. Kasi for me, I really love the first part. L is an amazing character. Iba yung naging dynamic kasi nung dalawa, especially nung kinalimutan ni Light yung Death Note when he relinquished yung ownership. Mm. So he had this really big elaborate plan. Tapos yung naging dynamics nila, how them being, parang doon mo nakita nung nagsama na sila when solving the Third Kira case, yung hinaalam nila kung sino yung Third Kira. Yun, nakita mo yung how similar they are. Pero since magkaiba sila yung circumstances na nangyari sa nila, parang mapapansin mo talaga yon na these two could be formidable as teammates. Pero dahil nga yon, Light has his different conviction and iba din yung conviction ni L, yun, dun talaga naghiwala yung nila. But these two as friends or as allies is formidable. Parang yun yung parang nasasayangan ka na dapat hindi magkalaban tong dalawang to. Dapat best friends sila.
Yeah, for sure.
So parang ganun. So when part 2 comes, kasi, di ba, basically Near and Mello is parang two halves of L. Si Mello yung medyo impulsive, action-driven na side ni L. Then si Near yung passive side ni L. So ang nangyari is, Melo introduced, almost nawala siya sa series. Tapos, Nir, dahil nga his personality is too passive, parang wala lang din siya sa series. Parang lumalabas lang siya as item of exposition. Parang yun lang yung naging papel ni Nir sa second part until the final part. So, yun nga, it drags. Pero when you think about it, like 12 episodes lang yung ano, 12 episodes lang yung part ni ng part 2 nila Nir at Melo, and yun, but it still drags on. Pero what the end is somewhat satisfying. Back then, nasatisfy ako sa ending on how they catch or kung paano nila nahuli si Kira, si Light, and how the series natulugan ends.
Ko, pero natulugan ko yun nung
kasi ano naman eh, nanunood ako ng Detective Conan eh, so medyo sanay na ako on long expositions tsaka monologues. So parang from Detective Conan to Death Note, parang medyo madali lang yung transition ko from that. So na-enjoy ko yung monologues and whatnot, but ano ba, yun lang talaga, it drags out. Tapos the adaptation itself, kasi ito rin yung parang naging problema with the adaptation nga, is they put on Light as this fallen hero, tapos pinagmukha talaga nilang villain or antagonistic si Nier and si Melo. So itatransition ko na ito sa next na question ko. Nabasa mo ba yung manga? And if yes, naiba ba yung tingin mo with the narrative of Death Note nung nabasa mo yung manga? Nabawasan ba yung pagkagusto mo dun sa anime when you read the manga?
Nabawasan lalo yung interest ko sa anime dahil sa manga. Pero mas better emphasize yung God Complex ni Light. Not sure if it's really a case of God Complex. Kasi, basically, build up kasi sa umpisa is like, there's a lot of wrongdoings in the world na yung sistema walang magawa or whatever. All of a sudden, you magically had this tool by sheer luck, or sa case itong story, dahil bored si Ryuk for the most part. Isip nila lang na ilaglag yun tapos see how it goes. And yun nga, as the series progress, like you have this really semi-optimistic guy on how the world would magically had tools to make use of it and to lessen evil in a way. Pero habang tumatagal kasi, pagiging God complex na siya to the point na actually, okay yung scene sa ending with regards to sa God, yung nagpakita yung pagka-God complex ni Light doon eh. Especially, di ba sa dulo, di ba, Ryuk, I don't care anymore, give me ganito. Tapos, iwa-wipe out lahat yung mga tao doon, sulat pangalan, tapos reset all over again, basically. It's kind of to the point na he has really fallen from grace, and yun nga, medyo, ano, yun nga, parang medyo just nangitingin sa sarili niya with how the way things are going eh. Pero yeah, mas okay yung emphasis ng manga para sa akin. And dyan na nag-umpisa siguro yung pananaw ko na yeah, oftentimes animation is gonna be shit. Pero pero yung source material, mas okay pa din yung pagkakaano ng ano. But yeah, yun lang. So long story short, nung binasa ko yung manga, mas appreciate ko, mas nagustuhan ko pa yung mas nag-downgrade yung pananaw ko sa anime, pero yung ending scene is okay. I mean, sort of delivered upon it naman.
I see. Kasi for me, yun nga, when I read the manga, yun nga, napansin mo agad yung difference niya from the anime adaptation. The anime adaptation is good. Music is super, voice acting is good. Pero yun nga, as I said kanina, yun nga, it's somehow it emphasizes Light as this fallen hero na gusto lamang, wants to make the world a better place. Pero when you read the manga, makikita mo yung how petty or how idiotic his whole idea of him cleansing the world is.
Yep.
Tapos yun, especially yun, nung pagdating sa dulo, how different the execution of the manga is. Kasi in the anime, nakatakas pa siya. Tapos like tumatakbo siya na dapat hindi na siya dapat nakakagalaw noon after siyang barili ni Matsuda. But that aside, sa manga, what the manga did, why is it very superb? Kasi yun, Light just realizes yung stupidity nung ginawa niya. He was confronted with the yung hindi niya na matatakasan to, mamamatay na siya. 'Di ba? Tapos yung that whole parang like 7 pages of light just breaking down na I don't wanna die, sinisigaw niya yung pangalan ni Mikami, sinisigaw niya yung kapangalan ni Takada, tinatawag niya si Misa, tapos tinatawag niya si Ryuk, patayin mo sila lahat. Just parang nag-resort si Light onto, kasi, di ba, Light is like this honor student, sikat, magaling sa sports. Tapos parang, he's your typical good kid, Japanese good kid. Tapos, seeing him break down like that, tapos the manga ended with a beautiful 2-page spread nung pagkamatay ni Light na nakangangala siya, na nakabukas yung mata niya. It's gut-wrenching. As in, wow. But hindi ito yung ginawa sa anime. So, parang yun yung ano ko. That's how I feel nung binasa ko yung manga as is. Nabuwasan yung appreciation ko with the anime and how it is presented. Pero, yun, the anime is still good. Babalik-balikan ko pa rin yung moments nung anime. But for the full experience, I recommend na basahin yung manga for the full Death Note experience on how Takeshi Obata and Tsugumi Oba wanted it. Yeah. Basahin yung manga.
For sure. So,
it's, yun, medyo naging intense yung topic natin or yung usapan natin with the narratives and whatnot ng Death Note. So, medyo gaana natin ng konti. Sino yung naging favorite character mo within the story?
Mapa live action adaptation or anime or whatever, isa lang naman yung pinaka highlight diyan eh. Ryuk.
Of course. That's always, yun, number one choice is Ryuk. But for me, ang favorite character ko was actually Matsuda. Kasi siya yung ano, he's like Light, pero yun, bawas lang yung IQ. But he's still yun, he still has the same sense of justice. 'Di ba? Simula pa lang ng series, yung simula pa lang nung Kira Killings, parang Matsuda is on Kira's side. He's being called out on it. Tapos parang ang ganda nung ano niya, nung character arc niya on how Matsuda develops as a character. Kasi yun nga, yun, he nakilala ano, he's with the investigation team. Yun, mas madalas pa silang magkasama ni Suichiro Yagami, yung tatay ni ano, ni Light.
Tapos, kaysa sa yung anak.
Yes, kaysa sa sariling anak. So yung feelings niya on 'di ba, nung ano, parang yung tatay mo, naniwala yung tatay mo na hindi kasi Kira hanggang sa huli. 'Di ba? How gut-wrenching is that, na yung father figure mo have this belief na yung anak niya is not a bad person or hindi siya mamamatay tao. Tapos, malaman-laman mo sa ulit that it's all a big ruse. It's all a big plot. Just to, ano, parang, it's emotional to say the least. And Matsuda, just, yun, nag-ano talaga siya, nag-mature siya on the span of the story, nakita mo on how Matsuda matures sa character. So, kaya favorite ko si Matsuda.
Yeah, one of the better highlights. Yung main heroine,
she's cute though.
She's not even about it. She just acts cute. Pretty much a tool throughout the whole series, kahit sa later half. And yun na lang yun. I don't know why people love. I don't know why people love the fuck out of her, especially pagtanda ko, putang ina, she just. Wala naman siyang character development. Wala lang, fangirl lang ni ganito. Naging tool lang buong franchise. Ilang beses lang, hindi ka mamatay, kakagamit nilang ng ano niya and whatnot. No, man. She could have been so much better if she, like, actually developed as a person or whatever. Tapos yung ending, wala lang.
True. Oh my god. Misa Amane, you wasted character. Pero ito, yun nga, we have our characters and ano. But sige, pag-usapan natin, 'di ba? Recently, like 2020, 'di ba? Nilabas nila yung Death Note One Shot. How what's your feeling with that?
Uh, actually, it's a good way to end the franchise altogether and yung napasagot yung idea na may question kasi. Namutang na yung question nung ano yung community basically, but it's something to do with what if ganto-ganto. And that pretty, yung one shot pretty much covered everything and it's a good way to end the franchise para sa akin. Like somewhat of a bitter taste yung ending ng original manga, but okay din naman. Pero yun nga, yung recent is pretty good. Saka nakakatawa din na nakita mo si ano dun, Donald Trump.
True. Tapos nakuha niya yung Death Note pero hindi niya naman gagamitin.
Hindi niya naman magagamit. Ang gago nga eh.
Pero that's one shot. Pero yun, medyo political lang yung approach niya with the bidding and whatnot, yung plot to make ano na hindi naman talaga gusto nung bida na ano yung main character na gamit yung Death Note to nefarious ways, but yun, since Ryuk is Ryuk, he screws up everyone by basically adding a new rule.
Hindi naman si Ryuk nag-emphasize doon, no, parang inard, parang pinilit lang siya. Ayun, hindi kasi ang nangyari doon kasi ano, spoilers for those of you who haven't read the recent one shot, pero basically yung premise is that yung bagong light is basically just some kid na matalino naman pero kailangan niya mag-aral basically, but he can like overcome light basically in terms of intellectual prowess, and basically he doesn't want to use the Death Note, pero yun nga, since the existence has been made aware, basically he made use of it in a way, like pag-uha siya ng basically parang gawain ng Anonymous, like lalabas lang siya, says to the world na okay, ito yung ano, Death Note, highest bidder basically mapupunta doon. So what happened is basically random nations nagbid, Japan, pero basically yung pinakamayamang bansa, no surprise, America. And malidate mo kung kailan to kasi putang ina si Donald Trump yung presidente. Pero long story short, di niya rin magamit kasi parang may rule doon na mamamatay yung user, which is sort of true naman, pero dapat consistent use dapat yun eh. Kasi kada use mo, nababawasan buhay mo. Total lifespan mo, basically. So, tapos hindi nagamit ni Donald Trump. Tapos, yun nga, parang nangyari is like, a lot of billion, tapos yung rule is been like, nabigay sa lahat ng population ng Japan and parang sobrang inflated na yung, ano, yung bansa dahil sa pera or whatever. Tapos sa huli, kupal yung mga ibang death god kasi nakita lang yung nangyayari there, like, yeah, let's just add this rule for a reason na kung sino man yung gumamit, if ever na mabenta to, kung sino yung gagamit ng pera, basically, mamamatay. And that's how it happened. Namatay lang yung bagong Kira, and that's about it. Ganun lang. Pero natuwa din si Rio kasi, that's a different approach eh. Like, nabago mo yung mundo in a way or whatever. Yung America na tatakot lang basically kasi they have this like killer weapon that yun nga. I like how it was presented and how the ending was delivered. Ang saya.
Yeah, it's fun to think about that. Pero yun nga, it's just to solidify the ano na whatever happens, it's the death god who's gonna win or will have always the advantage. Kasi yun nga, they're death gods. Pero yun nga, it's a fun adaptation. I think hindi mo na siya mababasa ng libre sa Shonen Jump app. Pero there are ways for you to read it. It's a fun read, parang like 97 pages lang yun. So kaya mo siya ng isang upuan. So
it doesn't feel like 97 pages if you think about it. Parang wala pa 10 minutes na blow po na yun eh. Ang saya niya, sobrang saya niya. It's really a good read.
True. Pero ito, with the adaptations, ang hindi natin maiiwasan for these types of series, is there like adaptations na nagustuhan mo with the adaptations?
I think if memory serves me right, yung second Japanese live action adaptation is the best one overall. Because for some odd reason, number 2 is always good, pero hindi naman lahat. Perfect example is Rurouni Kenshin. The first one was chef's kiss. Pero yung mga sumunod pang usapan, kahit yung pinaka best villain, minsan hindi ma-carry yung cinematography at times, kahit magaling yung main protagonist mo, Ang ina mo, Takeo Sato, ang hirap. Alam mo yung binuhat niya talaga yun eh. Pero minsan kasi pag yung writing, ano, wala eh. But that's a different discussion altogether. Pero yun nga, I consider it nirapanood, pero yung second movie para sa akin was the best one. Japan adaptation anyway. We do not talk about the Netflix one. It doesn't exist. Yeah.
No, no one. Walang Netflix adaptation.
walang Netflix adaptation. William Defoe did a good cosplay and that's about it.
True. William Defoe is best Ryuk. Yes. So, dun lang yun. Yun lang yun. My God. So, but for me, with the adaptations, yun nga, mas nagustuhan ko yung mga Japanese adaptations nung Death Note. Especially, yun nga, favorite ko yung gumanap na L, si Kenichi Matsuyama. I so love Kenichi Matsuyama's portrayal of L from Facebook, from Friendster. Yes, nag-Friendster po ako noon until nag-Facebook ako for like a span of 10 years. Si Kenichi Matsuyama L ang profile picture ko. That's how I love Kenichi Matsuyama's portrayal of L. Oh. So kaya yun talaga.
Okay. So teka lang, I'm just to make sure na hindi ko alam kung ano yung ano ba yung audience age? Ano ba yung age group ng audience mo? May mga 17 under ka ba or whatever?
Merong mga ilan pero ang pinakamarami ko from the data I have with Podmetrics is like yun, my age, 28 to 34.
Would have been a good spot to plug in Podmetrics. Pero since na-mention mo na, Podmetrics is where you could pretty much check your analytics and whatnot. Yun, nagsigit ko pa yun. Pero that aside, to those of you who don't know, basically there was like a point back then na umabas yung Death Note adaptation, right? Basically, napaka, alam mo yung parang pang boy band yung mukha nung ano, art, nung ano? Yung nag-portray kay L sa live action. Pretty much, everyone who watched Death Note, ba pa live action o hindi, pretty much changed to that guy's DP kasi putang ina, ang gwapo. Alam mo yung misteryosong weirdo na ewan na naka-crouch lang sa upuan, naka-ganon. Pretty much almost every single guy I know who watched it, pretty much changed to yung profile picture niya to that guy. And it makes sense. Cute na ewan eh. Especially if you're like a teenager nowadays, pakita mo lang yun. Yeah, masabi mo, mas guwapo pa yung L kaysa kay yung akin nag-portray kay Light, para sa akin. Pero parang hindi pa rin magbago yung sentiments ng tao dahil yun eh. Pero yeah, that's pretty much it. Sorry for cutting you there, pero parang ganun yung what happened at the time eh.
Yeah, true. Totoo, as in, if you see, kasi pinanood ko lang talaga yung Death Note live action because of Kenichi Matsuyama. And fun fact, para double check na lang, but I think Kenichi Matsuyama is also the voice of Rem, the Shinigami Rem sa anime.
Let me check. Siya ba itong voice for kay Rem? Oh wait,
I think yes.
Ngayon, hindi ko makikita. Tangayon na kasi yung lumalabas ngayon, yung bagong live action na pinupultoy ni Palyang Takemichi eh. Okay, correct. Sa mga listeners na lang pa, correct na lang kung tama yung sinabi ni Kenichi. I think he did it as well kasi kaya ng range niya yun eh. Pero,
Yeah, that's... Pero, mag-off topic tayo ng sandali with that note. Excited ka ba sa live action adaptation ng Yu Yu Hakusho?
For the sole reason na yung pinuha nilang mag-ano kay Yusuke, no. Fuck no. hindi kasi the guy who's gonna be playing Yusuke ngayon is the same guy who his portraying Takemichi basically dun sa recent na Tokyo Revengers live action. And hindi ko trip yung performance niya. So that is like parang may bias na ako na I don't think this is gonna go well, and considering Netflix is handling this, kahit sabihin rin ng mga Hapon yung mga yan, there's a pretty good shot na something is gonna go wrong for sure. Para sa akin, ikaw, ano ba yung opinions mo dun?
Well, ano naman eh. Adaptations are always a so-so. Yun yung sa akin. hindi man siya one to one na copy paste ng original material, but makikita mo naman if they have effort with it eh. Hindi tulad ng ibang adaptations na like, hey, kung ano na lang yun dyan, like Street Fighter, Legend of Chun-Li, yun, wala talagang ka-effort-effort yun. Cowboy Bebop, the live-action adaptation, they tried, pero since they using the same music, mas gusto ko na lang panoorin yung anime kasi it, that's how, what the music makes me remember, the anime. So, maybe kung gumawa sila ng ibang music for the live-action adaptation ng Cowboy Bebop, I might appreciate it more. Yun lang siguro yun sa akin.
Tangina naman kasi, makilita man kasi soundtrack ng Cowboy Bebop eh.
True. So, with the adaptations, yun nga, with our feelings with the adaptations, would you like a sequel for Death Note? As in a full-on serialization, a continuation of Death Note, or okay ka na sa one shot na nangyari, it, that's how it ends, okay na ako,
masaya na ako sa one shot, to be honest. Like, they can't really tawag dito create another whole plot because of it, kasi you pretty much use Kira in two different concepts eh. Yung isa medyo modern na, realistically, if they want something to do with the franchise, I'd say make it do it the same way as Full Metal Alchemist did with Brotherhood, and make it into as much as possible as close to the original run nung manga.
True. I think a Brotherhood approach sa Death Note would be great. Kasi yun nga, iba kasi yung approach talaga nung original nung anime adaptation eh. And sobrang na deviate siya from what the original narrative eh. Kaya maybe yun. A sequel, maybe a Brotherhood treatment for an anime is much better.
Yeah, 100% so, sure. At saka tangina, pakitaan nyo lang yung descent to God complex ni Light ng maayos, putang ina. Mas ma-appreciate nyo yung character niya kahit sabihan yung putang ina mo nangyari sa yun. That's yung literal na reaction ko kapag binabasa ko yung source material. Pero damn, grabe yung
descent
talaga, yun
lang masabi
ko.
True. And yun nga, sige, as we wind down on this afternoon of rambling about Death Note, the most edgy anime of the early 2000s. So, hypothetically, nagkaroon ng Death Note and nahulog siya sa harapan natin. And sige, we have the knowledge kung ano yung nasa anime. Will you use it?
Nope. For sure, kasi una sa lahat, hindi ako ganun katalino to begin with. for starters. And I don't want to deal with FBI or maybe a secret government agency that was established just to track me down or whatever. And most likely, baka maging misa lang tayo in the grand scheme of things if there's like a super genius who appeared. Most likely, yun yung mangyayari sa atin eh. So yeah, for starters, pag ganyan, baon na lang. If we have the knowledge na baka yung mga death cards randomly maglalagay ng rule arbitrarily, there goes the idea of selling it. Kasi yun yung realistically magagawin, if you have like that access, benta mo na lang. Pero yun nga, considering what happened dun sa one shot, mamamaray ka din naman kahit ibenta mo, kasi mo, you're gonna be spending the money unless na lang. Teka lang, confirm na sa akin to. May pagka-backtrack ba yung rules sa Death Note? Yung nakasulat dun sa 10 rules initially? Kasi, ang pagkakaintindi ko sa dulo, anyone who use after the yung rule has been applied. So, if ever na nakuha mo yung pera prior dun sa paglagay ng new rule, madami ka ba sa mga namatay bigla nun? Or pag nakuha mo na after the rule has been applied ba?
I think, kasi hindi naman lahat namatay eh. Ang ano lang, namatay sila after the rule was established. So, tapos, if bago mo nako...
I mean, so pag after nakuha mo yung pera, tapos na-apply yung rule, hindi ka namay. Okay, no backfire. Okay, sorry for the weird off, ano, kasi yung part na yun kasi hindi kasi na-state if it's like nababackfire yung rule if na-apply or whatever. Pero yun nga, if ganun yung stipulations that I have to deal with the knowledge that I have about the main story, pati yung one-shot, I'd say just leave it. Or baon na lang, wala namang nakasate sa tool na pag di mo ginamit, di ka mamamatay kay or whatever.
Yeah, I think if you took ownership of it or basically touching it, dun mag dun magte-take effect yung ownership eh. Something like that.
Anime and their weird ass rolling at times. Minsan kasi kami yung reverse building eh. Ay, teka lang. Since kayo, kung muna, ikaw, hypothetically, may makita na Death Note, paano yung approach mo doon? Anong, paano mo gagamitin mo ba yun or whatever?
That I don't know kasi wala naman akong gustong patayin. First of all, ano ba? Kasi it would yung deal breaker lang talaga is alam natin na totoo siya or what not, alam natin yung nangyari sa if it's something na wala tayong prior background knowledge of it or any idea about it and seeing hindi naman kasi I'm the type of person na hindi naman kasi talaga ako mapulot na tao. Unless pera, yun, pera, pupulutin ko talaga. Pero if it's a random thing, but if it's a random thing like a ball pen or a notebook or a panyo, yun, or payong, hindi, parang hindi ko siya pinupulot. Pera, kung pera, pupulutin ko siya. yun yung demeanor ko. If you want to know me, I never pick up things na nakikita ko randomly. Unless it's money.
Understand.
Or wallet.
Hindi naman tayo Japan na kailangan ibalik yun eh. Pero if ever guys, lost and found, ibalik niya yan.
True. May naghahanap yan pag Gregorado.
Especially so, yung mga IDs, 100%.
Totoo. So, yun. Thank you so much, Kage, for joining me on this afternoon of rambling about Death Note and the philosophical, moral ramifications of the story and whatnot. But Kage, any socials? San kanila pwedeng sundan if you they want to see more of your stuff?
Okay. Before I do the usual plug, I'll just recommend a series. Basically, for some odd reason, for sure most people would probably jump into Death Note, especially kung pag-uusapan nowadays. Pero in case you guys haven't checked this out, I would suggest reading Monster. Because holy fuck, okay, tatagal tong usapan natin because of this. Pero putang ina, Monster is really fucking good. Yun lang masabi ko, I don't want to delve into the details, pero putang ina, pretty much it's better if it's like a dedicated episode for this. Ikaw kung gusto mo pang future reference mo na lang or whatever. But seriously guys, if you enjoyed Death Note, you're gonna love Monster even more. Walang supernatural bullshit. It's a lot of psychological ano, basically you're just trying to catch someone pero basta napakaganda niya and if you enjoyed Death Note, you'll definitely enjoy this even more. And yung anime okay din. Pero yung manga, oh god. Sana may adaptation ulit pero yun na yun. Anyways, sorry for the random ano. Kasi baka additional 1 hour pa to eh. Pero yun nga, socials. You can follow me on Facebook. That's facebook.com/kagespace. I'm also on Instagram @kagespace. I also have a podcast on any... Also named Kagespace. You can just check all of the podcast platforms you're into. And that's pretty much it. Ay, teka lang. Muto pala ako. Since ikakasal na pala ako next year, kailangan ko i-mention yan. Any donations, kapal ng mukha, humihingi, pero mahal magpondo ng kasal ngayon. Ano? You can send money to my GCash, that's 0956-339-1008. And also at my PayPal, that's paypal.com/kage018. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yun. So yun, if you have something extra to help Kage with its upcoming wedding, congratulations, by the way. Yun, you have the information. And for me, since nabigay mo na yung Monster as a recommendation, I'll give one all as well. Kakasimula lang tong manga na to. It's called Super Smartphone.
Oh,
medyo Death Note yung vibes niya. And from the first chapter, yun, na-layout yung rules, na-layout yung mysteries, and it's an engaging read. It's basically what if, hindi naman siya sing intense nung rules ng Death Note, but what if you'll have a smartphone that could find any information? What will you do with it? So that's basically yung pinaka ano niya. That's basically what the supernatural shit with that title. But it's a really good one. The mystery is fully set. Magugustuhan mo yung character, especially the main guy, kasi hindi naman siya egomaniac like Light Yagami. So that's something cool. And yun, kakasimula niya lang. And if you support this manga, very soon magkakaroon siya ng anime like Mashal.
Oh, that was quick.
Yan. So, and for my socials, you can always follow me at Facebook at facebook.com/elitistangweebpod. Personal Twitter and Instagram is at elitistangkebs. And you can follow the podcast on all platforms. Paki-rate na rin kami and subscribe na rin kayo para lumabas din kami sa algorithm and para tumaas din yung ano ko. Tumaas din yung self-esteem ko kasi like kailangan ko siya for now. So, yun. And also, if you have like things on your shopping cart, we have affiliated links on both Shopee and Lazada. Nasa description siya ng episode na to. So, before checking out, just click on the link and continue with the checkout process. A small portion of your checkouts will be used to keep the lights on for the podcast. And that's it! So, how will I edit? Napaka-lakas ng tukso if you have the ability to make life-changing decisions like killing someone or making someone's life miserable. Pero isipin natin lagi na there's always the random chance of people making changes for the better or for the worse. So wala sa kamay natin kung ano man yung mangyayari sa buhay nila. And that's somewhat deep. So thank you sa pakikinig nyo sa episode na to ng Elitistang Weibo Podcast. Again, this is Kevin with Kage dito sa Justice Open Studios. So, next time, mag-usap naman tayo ng something na light na hindi ganito ka-deep na usapan. So, huwag kayong mawawala. May susunod pang Elitistang Weibo Podcast. Zap!